used to tell me, every day they ada problem dia. Yang datang bulan tujuh, problem dia sudah ada sampai habis waktu berjamaah. And he told me, not to worry, I'm paid to know people's problem also. Because dia ialah ketua kebajikan. So kalau hari itu tak ada problem, dia will be very worried. Paid, is it? Just like you tengok Astro itu, AFC, Asian Food Channel, macam mana sama dia makan punya benda-benda. They are paid to eat, you know, to experiment the food. So this sort of thinking where you have like macam confronted dengan satu issue, when you have to think it out, this is actually called thinking critically. It means it's thinking dengan analysis, not thinking secara random. Random is a little bit like unfocused. Just like you talk to a patient, hello, apa khabar? You are calling, ya? Selamat pagi, all these things. Yes, it's just focused. It's satu cara salam lah, kebudayaan kita. But at the end of it, you will still ask, how was it? Yeah, yesterday, macam mana? I was off yesterday, I just nak tahu ada bisnes. That is trying to find out how is the social life of this patient. Is it so pathetic, so kisah, nanti tak ada orang melawat dia, kan, isn't it? So that is called purposeful conversation. That means you conduct, mengendalikan sesuatu perbualan untuk dengan niatnya untuk tahu sesuatu. That is called purposeful. And all the time we have to engage in purposeful activities, because we don't have time for a lot of things. So we have to be focused in that way, purposeful. Just like you say, I've got to go to supermarket and buy things, right? You got to get the car, you got to make sure that there's petrol, sampai sana cari parking yang selamat, alright? Takkan you nak beli satu item saja, you see not? So you kata nak buat saya punya petrol, value for money, I will have a checklist. Sort of thing. You buy more things, you're more focused. And then on the way, you say, oh yeah, on the way there, memang aku akan melalui post office. I have to something to do in post office. So you plan it in that way. So it becomes very, very purposeful. And this is one way you can identify lah. Your muscles sudah pergi mana. That is called what? Identifying activities yang tak ada relevant. Panggil activities panggil apa? Time robbers. I'm sure you have this sort of lecture before, awal-awal you study skills. You have to identify some of the time robbers, because as a student, you will never have enough time. Ataupun kita panggil no time syndrome. You see what I mean? Right? You have to identify all your muscle pergi mana. Every day pun, every week, every month pun ada kenduri. You want masyarakat Malaysia banyak makan. You see not? Everything also kita menyambut punya. It's good. But then if you are a student, your time cannot dimeluangkan masa to all that. So you have to identify which are the relevant activity yang kena hadir, yang tak ada either kaitan ni, kirimlah satu hadiah ke, angpau ke, whatever ke, SMS ke. Tapi masa hadapan, you ada masa, you hadir lah. People will understand. You see what I mean? But as a student, you will never have enough time for everything. So you will have to be very, apa panggil, kena budget lah masa. Time syndrome. But otherwise you look at other professionals like the doctors, you ask yourself, where do these doctors get the time? Kena lah bedah, kena follow up di klinik, kena tengok walk round, kena ajar, kena correct paper, kena apa? Kena pergi conference membentangkan kertas ke, kena buat research lah. Kena pergi balik keluarga lah, when do they have the time? So as a professional, you should be able to fill all your time in a wide space. So this is all called identifying your time robbers. Time robbers, you know robber? What is robber? Curi lah. Mana aktiviti yang curi akan masuk. So bila you buat analysis setiap hari, you will be surprised how much time will hilang. SMS pun lambat sikit. Kenapa buat SMS ringkas sikit? Kalau nak cakap-cakap banyak, tak payah handphone. Banyak kos. Lebih baik pergi kopi tiam, minum kopi yang cakap lagi murah. cakapnya kan 10 ringgit dah habis, hilang lah. You see what I mean? So, these are things you got to have analytical thinking, and that's called critical thinking. And it allows you to make better decisions. Okay? So, creativity in thinking, kena ada problem, kena solve, kena cari decision, can enhance the effectiveness of the solutions or the decisions you make. Therefore, kita kata, critical thinking, problem solving and decision making are interrelated. Again, tak kita boleh asingkan dia. You have to think it in that kind of macam bersambungan. When you are engaged in critical thinking, it is because of an issue that tidak ada jawapan. Or what is the most jawapan yang memuaskan? Kalau tak ada paling bagus lah, or paling best answer, what is the most memuaskan buat kini ini? Then you tengok ada apa kita boleh buat. Plan 1, plan 2, plan 3. Yang mana yang you are going to decide the decision making. Kalau banyak lagi option, banyak pilihan, lagi susah, betul tak? So you have to decide on that. So that process where it involves your pemikiran, menjadikan ada isu, ada kena cari solution, then that is already kata mengambil bahagian dalam critical thinking. Alright. So kalaulah kita pecahkan perkataan ini untuk memahami yang lebih teliti, critical means what? Care and judgment. Critical care. That means ini jagaan bukan macam biasa. Right? This is something yang memerlukan sesuatu planning yang kena spesifik. Careful lah. Thinking is macam your pandangan, your impas balik, and then your why are you doing it? Apa tujuannya? Reason. Justifikasi, that's the word. Ya, kita sambung ni dua perkataan. Critical thinking means purposeful mental activity. Jadi sesuatu aktiviti yang kita tentukan. Ya, we macam paksa kita buat. Critical. Paksa kita buat. Right? Critical. Purposeful. Like purposeful conversation. In which ideas are produced and evaluated. Dan satu, because you want, what is the solution? So what are your ideas? Right? Plans made and uppercut conclusion. So sometimes they call it when the solution dah sampai, you already tentukan antara ini dua orang cadangan, yang ini saya akan pilih. That means this is called outcome. And outcome dari pemikiran ini kita panggil critical thinking outcome. So some author, some buku will tulis sebagai critical thinking. Hampir serupa dengan proses critical thinking. Alright, so just remember this part. So sometimes perseorang individual you cannot. That's why sometimes you ada satu teamwork dan pasukan. So that helps each other to think. Apa panggil creativity? Brainstorm. Pernah dengar tak? Brainstorm. So di kita galakkan semua member memberikan menyuarakan dia punya idea. Dan tanpa sesuatu idea yang boleh digalakkan, sangat stupid lah, sangat. Every idea is valuable, berfaedah. Ada yang tak berapa sesuai, kita boleh ubah suaikan dia ataupun kita fine-tunekan dia. Dia boleh jadikan satu idea yang cemerlang. So elakkan macam merendahkan seseorang bila orang bagi cadangan. Itu betul tak ada beribadi. It's got to be budi si bicara sikit. You cannot, kalau you nak orang berikan cadangan and then terimakan sumbangan orang itu sebagai sesuatu yang remeh-remeh itu, dan itu tak ada berapa matang ni, you know. You ask people to contribute, but you look at people's contribution. Ayah, sangat silly dia punya contribution. Sangat macam radikal punya. Then sorry lah, orang itu pun lama-lama pun tak mau ambil bahagian. You have to value human beings. Caring. If you don't know how to care for your friends, macam mana you care for your patients? Just like if we don't know how to care for our students, kalau dia ada masalah, kita biarkan dia. How do you expect them to understand what is caring? seorang kena merasai, dia tu panggil attitude, affective. It has sentuh pada anda, then only you know what it means. Otherwise, it's macam sangat, macam textbook saja. Just lulus untuk pemeriksaan. You see, alright? So, critical thinking dalam praktis kejuruteraan, why? Kenapa? Why we usaha guna belajar ini critical thinking? Thinking ialah thinking lah, sudah lah kan? Tapi, critical thinking, macam saya cakap, ia paksa rela, paksa you to fikir. Right? Because you nak cari solution, cari jawapan. So it makes your reliable, it makes reliable observations. So you going to observe, dengar, all that dengan teliti, ya. Then dari itu you going to draw some conclusions. Draw sini bukan lukis lah, tapi rumuskan lah, bahasa Inggeris lah. Right? Then you create. You reka bentuk ilmu yang baru atau idea yang baru. Then maybe you integrate idea-idea atau percantuman atau kahwin itu idea dengan idea lain orang. It become a good idea. So itu yang panggil fine tune lah. Polish itu tak idea seorang itu kan. Then you evaluate your line of reasoning. Right? Ataupun kita katakan pros and cons. Kalau kita adoptkan your idea, apa kebaikannya? Apa kelemahan? Jangan cakap keburukan. Kebaikan adalah bahasa Inggeris kita cakap limitations. Dulu kita tahu advantages, disadvantages. Itu disadvantages pun memang sikit. Betul to use apa kebaikan, faedah, manfaat sorry, or advantages yang tidak begitu berfaedah kita panggil. Kalau kita adoptkan dia, oh ada limitations. Kekurangan dia, kekuatan ialah apa? Adakah kekuatan dia terdiri dari manusia punya? Bolehkah kita buat perubahan? Sometimes these are called man-made. You know what I mean? Man-made. Yeah. Alright? So this helps you later on when you do your research study. Right? Mini research ke apa pun tak kisah. You do a study, after you dapat your data, right, your finding, then you are supposed to berikan recommendations. Right? So those people yang kalau recommend, saya cadangkan oleh sebab jururawat kurang ilmu itu, saya boleh cadangkan in service education, kita boleh pastikan ajaran ini dimulakan di peringkat rendah, di sekolah ke, di kolej kejurawatan. These are jawapan yang boleh berikan markah tinggi pada engkau. Tapi kalau you jawab, saya nasihatkan, saya cadangkan lebih jururawat bekerja di ward ini. Siapa tak tahu lebih jururawat lebih bagus perkhidmatan. Tapi jururawat bukan dari pokok, boleh ambil dari daun. Betul tak? Kena realistik lah sikit. Walaupun boleh dapat makan, tapi bandingan dengan tadi punya jawapan, that jawapan tadi ini will carry more. Tak, so this is realistic. It's practical. Ataupun kita dengar bahasa ini, feasible. Boleh kita fikir, ha iyalah kenapa kurang ilmu, bagilah ilmu. Apa cara bagi ilmu? Rather than saying that, oh yes, we need more nurses trained in ICU. Siapa tak tahu? Isn't it? Semua orang tahu, isn't it? Oh, kita nasihatkan jururawat diberikan lebih gaji. Siapa tak tahu? Again, isn't it? So, you see, how, why a candidate boleh dapat A cemerlang and some not so. And then you see, dia tulis, saya pun tulis, tapi tengok, it's a different jawapan. It's the same thing. So, critical thinking force you to think dengan analytical mind, not sembarang thinking, random punya, mimpi punya, but make reliable observation, alright? Rumuskan your perbincangan, ringkaskan dia, alright? Create, reka bentuk information dan ideas yang okay, sini tak buat apa pula kalau kita cuba. This is called new idea, innovative lah. Creativity lah, right? And then you evaluate line reasoning. Maksudnya apakah advantages, apakah limitasinya, right? And if at the same time masa proses ini diuruskan sendiri pun sudah berkembangkan, you improve, menaikkan your taraf ilmu sendiri. Then you become more focused already. See what I mean? alright? Yeah, it's critical thinking, you know, so in practice. And dan jururawat sentiasa gunakan thinking banyak situasi yang critical thinking. Contohnya, kita gunakan ilmu macam tadi awal pagi saya cakap dari nutrition, anatomy, physiology, ini semua. Kalau kita nak faham tentang penyembuhan luka ataupun pencegahan kecederaan pada pesakit dengan pressure ulcer, so we are using that borrowed knowledge. So if a patient yang ada mengikut dia punya taraf sosial ekonomi, dia miskin, makanan tidak macam seimbangan, and kalau lah ada luka ada macam ulcer ke whatever, dia akan lagi lambatkan proses penyembuhan. So we are using critical thinking in that way. Therefore we will see, observe how is the patient's diet. Maybe bagi dia makanan sajian yang enak sikit, whatever. Alright. Or kalau tak boleh, ganti dengan multivitamin or something like that. Last resort lah. And then nurses deal with change in stressful situations. Every day kita mimik kaki kita sampai ward, the whole situation is already, the whole ward is already macam stress. And kita selalu ditembak oleh banyak macam, as you say, problem. So how are you going to tackle semua problem kalau you don't prioritize ini yang lebih penting, ini tak lebih baik. So apabila kita prioritize, kita sudah mulai digital thing. Ini masalah bukan begitu bahaya, boleh tunggu sebentar. Ini yang lebih pelik sikit, sila buat ini. So this is already practicing critical thinking, yeah? So when you prioritize, it's already forcing yourself to think, paksa you to think, yeah? Right? And nurses have to make important decisions, right? What are the important decisions you take? Why is the patient on blood transfusion? Tak betul lah, dia macam rash. You have to decide to report, to stop, or do what? Or biarkan dia. You see what I mean? So these are important decisions. Tengok the patient came in, tak tulis capit mana dia ada fit. Tapi ada history of febrile fit lah this baby. Orang tahu tak? Tengok katil tu, tak ada cord side, bahaya, boleh jatuh. So do something about it before it is just. So that is already critical thinking. You don't have to wait for the ward sister to datang. Kenapa tak taruh cord side? Nah, itulah patient jatuh. Tapi sister dia tak order saya taruh cord side, atau sister tak ada cord side. Is that the way you want to? Understand tak? Right? And ciri-ciri sifat of critical thinker, rational, then reflective. Rational means it makes sense, isn't it? Like you tengok the floor is wet, lantai basah, right? Do I want to tunggu peristiwa berlaku, like seorang jatuh baru saya, seorang jatuh? Are you going to do that? Irrational, isn't it? Lampu dah fuse, right? Dan siapa yang akan gunakan itu bilik air? Kebanyakan yang orang tua. What saya adalah what geriatric. I will do something about it. Rational, alright? Reflective. Before it happens, you imbas it. What can happen? You foresee. Macam tengok dalam itu crystal ball. This can happen. Get it? Then it involves healthy constructive skepticism. It involves people like constructive lah. You do something action oriented lah. Nak cakap satunya awareness. Awareness ni sedap. Tapi kalau aware kan tak move into action, apa gunanya? So awareness, lepas tu go into action. AA lah, just remember, right? Autonomous, that means you don't have to go and think for the whole hospital. Mulai dari tempat kerja you cukup, ward yang kecil, small clinic ke whatever. Mula small step first, right? Includes creative thinking. Sometimes you have to, as I say, biasa stereotype way of doing thing ialah macam ni. Sometimes you might have to create. You see tak? Like so I heard one staff ajar patient macam mana pakai itu MDI, metered dose inhaler. You know, that's everybody ajar the same way. masuk mulut di sini mouthpiece, and then hisap, and then kira, ya, dan itulah dia ajar. Dan di sana sama dia sendiri buat. Dia kata, have you tried macam mana nak hisap dari straw dah? Kata, you pergi McDonald's beli itu milkshake itu straw, perlu tak? Benar tak? So you say, ya, when you masuk itu inhaler, serupa macam itu hisap. That is creative teaching. Tak pernah saya pernah dengar, and I thought that was very good. Even the Raka pun dengar, kata, biarlah aku tak fikir macam tu. Aku kata, ya, macam mana? Macam aku dengar juga, atau dia dengar pakar cakap pun, macam mana dia? So, this is something lah, like for you lah, creative thinking lah. And then thinking also kena be adil, fair thinking. Fair thinking is to say, you assess the patient. If the patient has got difficulties in understanding, then you must also use the bahasa yang dia boleh faham lah. Tak payah macam sombong-sombong gunakan your istilah terbaik macam pergi peperiksaan, you know, you follow. That may be not fair lah kan. But nanti saya nak masuk catheter lah. Dia tu, ya. Boleh cakap tadi lah. Saya dengar sampai saya nak masuk, tak tahu apa perkataan itu. Dia je lah, dah jam dah. So, you think lah, focus on what to believe and do. So this is a bit of so saya pun percayai kebanyakan ramai di sini pun ada praktis ini tanpa menyedari itu panggil critical thinking. So kelas ini ialah untuk menentukan you are actually doing it, okay? So now sikit dengan attitude. Baik, attitude maksudnya sikap. Nah, ilmu tak begitu susah nak membentangkan atau sampaikan pada orang ilmu. Sikap yang susah sikit. Macam kita ajar you bye-bye, pergi ward, you tengok itu staff buat macam nanti jenis. Lama-lama you pun ikut dia, shortcut pun datang, uppercut pun datang. Itu panggil sikap lah, yang telah ditangkap. Attitude are thought, are caught. Macam you caught, tangkap. Bukan thought, dan ajar. Kita ajar good attitude, tapi masa the lecturer tutor di ward, you buat betul. Tapi tahulah, you buat betul. Tapi bila tak ada, tengok kiri kanan tak ada orang, tak ada payung, tengok apa, okay, you buat ikut staff. Dia is tangkap already. You see tak? So you got to think independently. Am I doing it because of my tutor tengok saya buat? Or I'm doing it because that's the right way of doing it? You got to think independently. Alright? You must also be humble. Humble lah ni. Humility. Humba lah macam tu. Modesty, yeah. You cannot put yourself like, wah, I am a PhD dalam nursing. Wah, you come, you want everybody to know. No, you have to be level. And sometimes the patients pun tak boleh faham, you have to ulangi. Itu macam lah. And then kena berani, courage, find out what is it. Integrity. Integrity means you put call. You buat dengan professional. At the double standard. Kita cakap baik-baik ni tu nama dia Datuk something lah. Tan Sri something. Latin ke apa. Sudah pagi puan dari blablabla. Tapi orang ramai ya. Tak ada makan sudah. So double standard is no good lah kan. Perseverance. Perseverance means tabah. Sabar. Satu kali buat tak ada nampak good result tak elakkan macam kecewa lah. Alright, mula lagi sekali, buat lagi sekali. Kalau macam you research pun, nanti you cipta your own item untuk soal selidik. Alright, then bagi orang pandangan, bagi you balik maklum balas, you tak mau terima. Pandai saja, you buatlah. Pandai sangat. So that is then you are not feeling learner. Learning macam kita pun tak boleh kata sendiri pandai. You know, you have to learn, keep on learning. So, and people also, manusia lah manusia. People pun assess. Kita kata sendiri assess orang. Orang pun assess kita juga. So, if you cakap dengan peramah, berkomunikasi betul kan, ada macam sensitif pada dia. They are more willing to accept you. But if you come in dengan macam arahan, macam you know your leadership style, aristocratic macam sangat hidung di udara tu macam-macam kan. Then you find memang I guarantee you ada rintangan. You want to be enough. Alright? So be very careful. Be perseverance. That's the word. Perseverance is you are willing to dengar orang bagi you feedback. Alright? Tapi orang tengok bagi you feedback they just go like that. Then they will be very macam guarded. Guarded with dia tak boleh terima. Then better say semua. When you say semua everything baik, bagus, puji-puji, ada senyum. Right? Always remember, puji sendiri ialah bukan puji dah. Self-praise is no praise. Macam kita punya perkhidmatan, kita tak boleh cakap perkhidmatan kita ialah A1. Orang yang gunakan kita punya perkhidmatan baru boleh nilai kita punya perkhidmatan macam mana. Right? Then empathy. Empathy means you macam merasai untuk orang, bagi orang itu. Lain dengan simpati ya. Simpati dia kata, iyalah siang, nangis, you nangis. Itulah bukan, itu panggil simpati. Empathy means to say, kalau saya ialah orang itu, I will imagine macam mana aku akan sanggup bayar ini kos ubat yang mahal. You feel for the person. But then you cari alternative. Perhaps saya sebagai jururawat, saya tak boleh buat apa. Only thing is saya boleh beritahu staff nurses sister or Dr. Ward itu rujuk kepada pegawai kebajikan or pegawai pentaksiran or something like that. Maybe costing dia atau pesa dia tak boleh mampu beri, maybe the social worker will network kebakti or get something like that. Alright? But you are sympathy, you say, oh, suki siya, ubat mahal lah. Takpelah, nanti I dapat gaji, I bagi sikit lah. Tolong buat lah macam ni. Then you are tak panggil empathy, ya, sympathy. Alright? And fair-mindedness and exploring thoughts and feelings. This is why it's called sikap. All about perasaan, emosi. Alright? And the cognitive skills, cognitive means intellectual skills. Knowledge skills boleh bagi ilmu. So, kita kena faham apa maksudnya analysis, critical analysis. Kita kena banyak data dapat, kita kena rumuskan satu yang valid punya. Yang betul, the source of the problem, puncanya masalah itu. Kita boleh kena bezakan apa ni ialah fact yang betul ataupun pandangan. Is it a real fact or is it an opinion? Opinion can be stereotyping. Then evaluate the credibility of information sources. So bila ada satu berlaku, we have to check, semakkan, is the information itu dari betul ke? Is it something like that? Is it? Oh, you dengar ke dia nak buang itu baby ke? Is it true or ataupun you know, you have to find out the real source, right? Reasoning itu ialah finding explanation, inductive or deductive. You can read about it. It's one type of, two types of reasoning: clarifying concepts and recognizing assumptions. So these are the thinking processes that makes you macam buatkan kita conclude lah. Itu ialah assumption yang betul atau tidak. So selalunya critical analysis questions kita tanya, apakah isu yang utama, central issue, what are the line assumptions, right? Evidence yang diberikan, is it valid, adakah stereotype atau clichés, that means dengar-dengar saja, right? Is it emotional or bias punya argument, ataupun dia macam very emotional. When seseorang yang sangat emotional, apa kita cakap pun dia dah dengar. So dia emosi macam sudah ambil alih badan dia. No point you start. Dia biar dia tenang dulu. Then no need you bincang. Right? Then ada data cukupkah? Atau kena verify dia. So maybe you don't have enough data. Sebab itu sampai keputusan. Okay? Ada important terms clearly defined. Are the given data relevant? Now, is the problem or issue correctly identified? Mungkin dia bukan ada problem like, oh, it's only cakap saja, it's a pandangan saja, it's not an issue. Alright? Are the conclusions, itu acceptable. That means berdasarkan kepada penetapan, accurate tak? Bolehkah digunakan? Are there any value conflict or not? So value conflict means to say, you might say that, no lah, you must take this medicine because the patient cannot pay. So there's a conflict here. Medicine very good, ubat, tapi cannot kan, macam mana? So it's still not solving the problem. Conflict lah, of interest. Alright? So that is to tell you that the ability to think critically can be learned. Kita boleh belajar. As I say, bukan all of us are born dengan ini kebolehan. Alright? Macam right? Involves memberi perhatian pada how one thinks and making thinking itself a focus of concern. I mean, sometimes it can be very penat, you know, for like managers. Because you know, the thing. Ini staff anak beranak, ini staff ada EL. So, dia forever thinking. Kadang-kadang dia balik, dia penat. Betul, lesu bukan badan. Badan, otak, macam fikir banyak. Yeah. So, this is what I will say maybe. Sifatnya seorang yang critical, you want to bear in mind that. Alright? So, why we are doing that is because we want to improve patient outcome. Alright, we want to build a knowledge. We know that critical thinking can be learned. Right? So as to say that when we come up with decision, our decision is scientifically based, scientific method, dan mengikut piawai in ethics. That's what it is. You don't want to think so all the time for patients. You want to encourage them to think for themselves. So you can also bina kekuatan dari patient. Alright? And then when they came up with, when patient boleh buat decision, we also hormat dia punya nilai dan kepercayaan. Why they come up with that? Especially like some patients keluar, masa dia kena balik rumah, elok lah dia duduk dengan anak dia lah kan, ada rumah, ada jaga, okay. But there are some who say that saya selalu independent ni, right? Saya ada satu pension yang macam cukup macam orang muda punya gaji. No, dia retire dengan pension yang tinggi, right? Saya sendiri boleh bayari seorang maid untuk jaga rumah saya. Saya comfortable. So you have to hormat their decision. Dia kata, kenapa sunyi seorang, duduklah dengan anak, ada cucu boleh main, ada this. But that's what you think. You see what I mean? Right? Then you go out of the unit, you say, hey, yo, ini orang lah. Ada bahagia tak tahu bahagia. Mau sendiri, biarlah dia sunyi sendiri. Sudah. You see what I mean? That is not valuing the opinion. Especially now, you have quite a fair bit, you know, of people. Yeah. And then I we will say, tapi yang kita lah, tak kisah Melayu, Cina, what we will say, we all masyarakat selalu macam ini kan. Anak, orang tua ikut anak, tapi itu you punya pandangan. You see what we mean? Right? So you still have to value people's opinion. Right? And it increase your efficiency and you appreciate better. Instead of sekarang you jadi stereotype pula. Maybe lain kali you umur tua you mau betul dengan anak pula. Tapi when you belajar dari orang ni patient macam ni, maybe your fikiran pun tukar. Maybe you nak. Alright? So this is how it is. Now, lastly, just to cepatnya kita tengok adakah rintangan pula. What are the barriers to critical thinking? Nombor satu sangat ialah resistance to change. Why people don't want to macam mau inovatif apa? Ada orang kata don't rock the boat, you know what I mean? Pecah-pecah itu kapal, dia lah senang. Tapi it's alright. What change? Dia punya thinking sangat rigid, right? And dia punya practice selalu ialah ikut tradition, habit and routine. Like last time when we were doing night duty, kita cerita pengalaman. Sebelum habis night duty, semua patient yang tenang kena mandi lap dulu. Jadi bayangkan ke 5 pagi yang sejuk ini, kita sudah mula mandi lap. Mission yang tak boleh bangun ni. Kenapa? Tradition cakap sister datang mau semua patient tu cantik-cantik elok sebelum doktor buat korang. Itu ialah alasan. Now we learn that macam mana boleh ini rigid sangat. Ini mengikut tradition. Sangatlah rutin. Misalnya nak, apa katanya kalau patient semalam tak tidur, sakit-sakit, and then doktor baru boleh prescribekan satu ubat IM, kata dia apa, pukul 4 ke, baru pukul 5 baru dia mulai tidur, rehat, and then you kacau dia. You see what I mean? So if you are one people who is very routine, sampai hari ini kita akan mandilah patient macam itu. Right? And there are some patient pun tak mandi pun, bangun pun tak mandi ni, makan dulu, tak mau mandi, biasa di rumah. So we are very rigid. We want everybody to ikut apa, berseragaman hospital. Itu ialah mengikut kita punya kendak. Alright, we can be very stereotype perception, stereotype. Alright, fear of making mistakes, itu ialah problem. Why is it that we are in macam obstacle? We don't want to do more severe thinking, critical thinking ke apa. Nanti buat mistake yang lain, ya, kena mula lagi sekali, penat lah. So, lebih baik buat apa yang selalu dibuat, routine. Unwillingness to take risk or look for alternative strategies. Tak mau ambil risiko ni orang, right? Decision making without sufficient data or supported by rationale. So, sudah tahu sikit saja cukup. Don't want to know the rest already. Right? And failure to evaluate effectiveness of nursing actions. Ini maksudnya sangat ikut peraturan ni. Yeah? So, these are some of the rintangan that can cause us to just buat macam pemikiran biasa. Tak mau melalui proses yang serius ni. Okay? So, critical thinking, creative use of nursing process, knowledge yang terkini, penyakit dan scope practice, all these are macam dalam kombinasi to make your clinical judgment cool. You have to know all that, otherwise you cannot make decision. What is the latest practice? You have to know. Otherwise macam mana you boleh cadangan plan 1, plan 2? What is the latest? Alright? So that ends it for this session. Right. Now, just now I was talking about this lecture. And this is the one. It's about thinking structures. So to enhance all this, you need to have a different type of thinking. Forced thinking. Paksa you to skill. Because you have hasilkan sesuatu keputusan. Alright, now let's find. Oh, what's the time now? Let's take a 5-minute break to clear your mind. Then kita bersentuhan dengan apa ni, moral obligation pula.